91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to their radio station. We sit for a while and talk about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Jesse McMinn.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming down. So what are you doing at the U of A?
I'm studying physiology with a minor in leadership studies and practice. I also do research in the RANS lab, which is in the Department of Pathology over on the medical campus.
What happens in that lab?
We are trying to figure out the cause of menopausal hot flushes. Yep. And so we have a large population of interest in our results. It is a central nervous system disorder. So even though you're feeling hot on your skin, the problem is actually in your brain. So we're trying to figure out what neurons are involved with that and where that ties in with the reproductive axis, because it happens to women when their ovaries degenerate and stop producing circulating estrogens.
And so the lack of estrogen kind of causes this weird body temperature thing?
Yeah, it causes the brain to stop regulating temperature quite as well. And so you get more sensitive to heat changes and you produce flushes multiple times throughout the day for many years for some women.
So how are you studying this?
Yeah, we use an animal model to study this. It's hard to do central nervous system studies on women. So we use rats and mice. So we put on a probe on their tail to measure the changes in their tail skin temperature. Because women experience flushes in their skin, it's basically the vasodilation of cutaneous blood vessels to release heat from the body. So we measure their tail skin temperature and also their core body temperature and see how it changes when these neurons are working or not, when they're introduced to varying ambient temperatures, and also when we infuse them with agonists or antagonists to the receptors on those neurons.
So what are you finding?
We are finding that the receptor that we have implicated might really be involved when we give them these agonists. We see positive changes in the regulation of body temperature. And we are trying to really target the neurons involved in the hypothalamus because there are real changes that can be observed. Mm-hmm. So the importance of our lab and what we're studying is how can we treat it other than estrogen replacement therapy? There aren't any really great options right now. And so we want to figure out if there is an agonist to these neurons, something that stimulates these neurons, that would help regulate thermoregulation a little bit better with the adverse health effects of artificial estrogen. It's important to figure out alternative therapies for hot flushes.
What are some of the adverse health effects from artificial estrogen?
Cancer was one of the big ones. And there are different risk factors. Each patient is unique, and women can still elect to use estrogen replacement therapy if they so choose, but it is no longer immediately prescribed or advocated for.
Jesse, what are your plans for the future?
I hope to go to medical school, working on that process right now. And so I have some really phenomenal mentors in my life who are going to work with me if I don't go to medical school this year. There's so many great things here in Tucson. So I have options and I'm really excited about them.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do all the time.
Well, what kind of music do you listen to?
I like to listen to mainly stuff that predates me. I'm a big fan of Neil Young and a lot of the music in his era.
Yeah, viva la 70s.
Yep.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Jesse, thank you so much for coming to the station. This has been awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.